Okay, welcome everybody. It's Mike here with Malaresi, Walking Terra Christa.
Another Monday evening.
Another Monday evening call, June 17th. Clarion Temple of Oneness, and we're going to have the Great Divine Director fill us in on the significance of what's happened with WESAC, right? Is that what he's going to, well, that's what
well,
he thinks.
Really, the Festival of Humanity and bringing in the energies of the unified whole and what wholeness means.
Zero 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 144 zero zero zero. Unified Hall Online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 142, 143, 144. Just take a deep breath. I'm going to call upon the Platinum Net, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to come around us as we breathe in. And then as we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any weeds from our garden that can be removed, lower thought forms, interactions, emotions, worry, anxiety. We incorporate so much of the third dimension in our daily lives, and we forget to simply breathe in the oneness. Call upon Saint Germain with the violet purple flame. Transform and transmute anything that we're desiring to be worked on. Have a deeper level of understanding, acceptance. And then the pink flame from Paul the Venetian to also bring in these elements plus the regeneration and healing. And then from our Earth Star, we call up the golden flame of Lord Buddha, the planetary logos. Spinning around us in a clockwise direction through our heart chakra, up through our crown, so that the Earth Star and Soul Star spin simultaneously with this golden energy of light, which creates our Merkaba body of light. And we ask that the spiritual hierarchy place spiritual mirrors on the outside walls of the pyramid-like structure that gets created, that we are totally encased within. And these spiritual mirrors reflect back anything that tries to enter to the source so it cannot interfere. We also call upon the ring pass knot from Archangel Michael, the blue flame to totally surround us, all dimensions, all directions. Let's breathe all that in. We're going to keep that up there. And here's Malaresi.
Let's take a deep breath. Our intentions for this week. We have the solstice coming up. The end of the week. WESAC is being more grounded within us. So you may be feeling a little bit differently about changes that you are going through. So the Great Divine Director will be our guest this evening. He's going to share how we can continually bring in these energies within us to create this oneness, because it is a challenge of interacting on the third dimensional world but yet accessing a higher frequency. Some of us are accessing much higher than the fifth. On a consciousness level, all of us are actually, but we're trying to allow those energies to come within us on the fifth dimensional level to change the chakra grids and the physical essence that we are. Breathing deeply, feel the frequency of the 144 dimensions coming down through your Antarkarana bridge into your soul star, activating your monad and your I Am presence with your higher self. As we open up the chakra grids, breathing into each of the chakra of the crown, the third eye, throat, thymus, heart, solar plexus, sacral, and root, and spin those energies down through the limbs into the feet, into the earth star, as the earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously in a clockwise direction. We now activate the outside of the body, two more frequencies of light into the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. We now activate another double-pointed star. So we have the double-pointed star inside the chakra grid and then outside. The one on the outside is going to spin counterclockwise. The one on the inside is spinning clockwise, feeling those frequencies right within our star and our soul star. As we travel to the multi-universal level, from the earth plane level into the solar, ascending upwards into the intergalactic level, universal level, and then the multi-universal level. Let's take a deep breath, and on the out-breath, we just feel ourselves just slowly coming down onto the space where the temple resides. We see it in the distance. We walk through a field of flowers, and there's the Rainbow Bridge. As we walk across the Rainbow Bridge, we see many souls awaiting our arrival. Walk up the garden pathway, with many elementals and angels and beautiful essences. And we see the temple. There's about half a dozen steps that go up to the top of the temple. Bluish, silverish type of building, sparkling with light. We're greeted by Archangel Michael's warriors, and then Yamtias, who is the overlighting energy of this beautiful temple. Our dear friend Fred, as he guides us all the way down into the amphitheater to the first row. There are many rows to this amphitheater. It is an open-ended ceiling. And as we walk down and find our seat, let's just take a deep breath. We're now going to open up the energies with the angels, and then Divine Mother and Father God will give a short attunement and message before the great divine director. Wodehei, in the spirit of creation, the light of Christ dwells within me. The love of the Christ surrounds me. I'm a clear and perfect channel. Principalities of many levels of creation. Open up our wings to allow our essences to combine with each of you within this beautiful temple this evening. Take a deep breath and allow your own angelic essence to unfold within you, as it will help you through the doorways that you are walking through presently. Allow these essences to fully combine within you. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun. Holy God that we are, we embrace you with the light to just relax and allow the energies that are coming forth in this moment to help you sustain the additional challenges you are going through. We of the Divine Mother and Divine Father God represent in this moment the ability to understand the conditions that you are experiencing. The veil between each of us is becoming much thinner. So the interaction of our light within each of you will be much deeper. Your ability to foresee energies within you and around you will become stronger as you allow it to be. Changes are occurring on all levels of existence, earthly, solar, galactic, universal, multi-universal, and cosmic. As our presence in this moment is felt by each of you just by allowing yourself to be within your own space. Anything less or more does not serve the purpose of this moment for each of you, intertwined within your consciousness. We ask of you, do not think, just to feel, to allow your consciousness of the super and the sub and the one consciousness to become that one element within the essence that you are embodying in this moment. Feeling the enfoldment of your higher self, which brings the super conscious into existence. Allowing this essence that is you, and whatever gender that may be, into your thymus area, but feel it in your heart and your solar plexus. You see, it is much easier to perceive the higher self's energies if you allow it to come within your physical existence. It is a feeling. Now that thought. So many of you think that you must tap into it by thinking about how to do it. When you just allow yourself to be, it occurs. We center upon the consciousness of the three, of coming into unity, because this is exactly what is occurring since the WESAC energies of a month ago. They are becoming more grounded within your physical existence. And as this occurs, the mental mind, that is of your third dimensional self, will try to figure it out. Panic can result. Impatience, the inability to perceive this essence from the intellect. And you will never perceive it on this level. It must be perceived from the feelingness that you are. So we ask of you in this moment to just be in this space, allowing the energies to intertwine within you as has been prepared by Melarese through the initiatory process of bringing in into the chakras. Allow this to spin within you now, like a funnel type of energy, pointed, coming down within you, and spreading open each of the chakras, and to allow them to expand into a deeper essence than you have received previously. We take our time in this moment because we want each of you to reflect on the changes that are happening for you as we are doing this exercise. If you can look within the temple right now, you will see a funneling type of energy coming from the center, all the way from the skies above, into this temple, resembling the same funneling light that you are experiencing presently. Because this is happening on a global basis, along with your own individual self. Colors upon color, so let's just center upon the golden yellow, white, green, and gold, deep blue, deep pink, ruby red and gold, violet and purple, and crystalline light, and then seafoam green. And then we go into the higher colors. So let us perceive as they move into a higher essence of a pearlescent, a blue green, a pink orange, a pink gold, a gold, pink violet, blue violet, lavender, white, crystalline, colors upon colors, centering upon 330 rays of God coming down into the center of this temple, and you receiving whatever spectrums of light that are important for you through your higher self, not thinking about it, just feeling it, feeling these essences coming into your entire structure. And breathing, now feel the patience, now feel the ability to just relax and be within one of yourself. This is an important phase because in order for each of you to understand what you are experiencing You must stop the clock. Be in the moment. Be in the silence. Be in this moment right now and allowing these essences to blend within you. Because they are sustaining you, they are balancing you, they are helping you to fully receive more of what you are. Now you may feel spiraling of light in your heart, you may feel it in your solar plexus, you may feel it in other parts of your body. It does not matter where you feel it because that is where you need it the most in this moment. You may also feel it in your third eye. And when you feel it in your third eye, sometimes you may feel very dizzy. That's because you are perceiving other realities that are happening to you. And we prepare you at this time because we want you to understand where you've been and where you are going tomorrow. Not necessarily tomorrow morning, just in your future, tomorrow. This helps you to reflect because as you allow the energies to take you into the next space, you see what you have been previously. Because each moment of your day, you are changing into a new aspect of yourself. You are bringing in higher realms of creation into your physical conditioning. As you're doing that, the reflection of what you were a moment ago can totally change. And it may not just be a moment, it may be a day, it may be a week, depending on your acceleration and how quickly you want to move through these processes. You may want to move through very quickly because you think that that's the way it should go. But mastery is not always the same for everyone. And it also represents what you're experiencing now. So we ask you in this moment, what is your reflection from 3 weeks ago of the onset of the WESAC energies? In another week, it is going to be fully grounded with the next full moon of the Festival of Humanity. And as those energies shift and change within you, the reflection gets deeper. And your reality of what you experienced in the third dimensional realm may seem very confusing and convoluted because that is disappearing. You can remember it, you can reflect upon it, but sometimes it's just going to move out of your understanding, out of your consciousness, depending on what you are experiencing presently, what your intentions are of your life presently. Not all will experience it in this way, but some of you will. And depending upon the location you are residing in can have a big effect on what you are experiencing. So we must take steps to fully embrace your own sacredness of what you are experiencing and allow that sacredness only to be in a sacred space or location. And we are talking about where you meditate, where you allow these energies to come within you. Not necessarily your full physical location, but where you're sitting right now, is it a sacred space for you? Are you lighting a candle or having some incense, allowing those energies to run through your senses? Because your sensory perception is so very important. As this will allow you to step out of the mental thought processes and just be. Without this process, it is going to be a struggle for you. And the struggle is only put upon you by the third dimensional reality and the construct that you have lived upon for eons of time. It is now at this time that this is shifting and changing. So whatever the process that you want to go through, or the clarity and the quickness of it, let us command it right now to the higher self. Allow your physical self to say to the higher self, I now command you and request upon you to assist me in the process I am going under. And your higher self will hear you, because now your three consciousnesses of the physical, of the subconscious, and the superconscious are all becoming one element. There is not one that overrides the other. They are blending their energies within your consciousness. Take a moment and breathe into this so that you can accept the divinity of your light and the changes that you need to make. You see, at times when you are in a deep meditative state, that meditative state may be a little bit different than your reality when you come out of it, but it brings forth the message and the understanding that this is what you need to incorporate in your physical creation to manifest the three consciousnesses into the one. And I bet if you stop right now and try to think about what we're conveying to you, it may become confusing. Some of you maybe not. But just allow the higher mind to take care of what you don't understand. And allow the higher heart to blend within you in this moment.
Oh.
Feel the peacefulness of your three minds coming together. Feel the light embedding upon you. Feel your essence changing into the purest form you have ever expressed within yourself. These are the thoughts of the moment. Allow yourself to feel what you have experienced previously is now molding you into the present moment of acceptance. Breathe into that acceptance, and you shall find exactly what you need. Without this process, you are only receiving particles of the higher self, and then particles of the lower self. So it is not a true reflection of whom you are. This is in this moment. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the cosmic great central sun. Deeply honor each of you and embrace you in the reflection of your light. Thank you. Namaste. So mote it be, in the light of the Christ that we are one as the Divine Mother and Father God. Adani Sayam. Greetings, it is I, the Great Divine Director. It is my pleasure to step into the space to be with each of you in this moment. It is quite a very powerful ceremony in this moment that as we are combining our energies into wholeness. Of what has been lost previously. As many of you know, I, as the Great Divine Director, have intertwined my energies now with Master Thoth and Albert Einstein, Master Einstein. But tonight I come to you as the Great Divine Director, without those aspects intertwining within me. For this reason, many of you know me very well. I'm here to assist each and every one of you for the movement of your work upon the karmic pathway that we intertwine within each other. And that karmic pathway is changing greatly because we are at an age where that wheel of rebirth does not have to occur. Of course, it is your personal reflection that will allow it to be that way or not to be. You can choose to move forward, work through your karmic issues presently, and remove all those aspects so that you no longer have to be reborn unless that is of your choosing. Where does this put us as the karmic board? Well, we are still available because there are many souls that are not ready to do what you are ready to do. Of course, you all stand in the forefront of this acceleration, and it is with our divine pleasure that you have accepted these responsibilities to be initiated within your physical self, so that you can remember all aspects, bring forth those ones that are so very helpful to you, and release the ones that you no longer need just by communing with the unified whole of the 144th dimension. I'd like to take a moment and honor this energy unto the individual known as I'm, that came to Melarese and Michael in Mount Shasta almost 2 years ago, because it has given us the availability to be more present in each of your hearts and minds. They still would have found the 144th dimension, but it was an easier process. I'm joins us in spirit within this temple, within this moment, as each of you do, because this is what my discussion is about this evening, is coming into oneness. It's very imperative that we understand that aspects of the self can be regenerated through memory, recall, in meditation, in through regression, in through sleep time, or what you would call deja vu. These aspects are to be accepted or rejected by you, depending on what they may be. And depending upon your progression of your own initiation process, it's imperative to understand that what has occurred at this time of this year of 2013, this reset, why is it so much more imperative? Imperative is not the right word. Why is it so much more magnificent at this stage within this year? Well, the forces of light are so much stronger than they ever have been since the events of 2012, of how the energies came into the golden year, and now this year is allowing it to flow in whatever direction. And we have experienced great loss. We have experienced souls leaving the planet. We have experienced tragedies upon the earth. And our hopes are the ones that are still standing, such as yourself and many others, most directly to the unawakened ones, that they can wake up unto this light, unto whom they are, and the power of their words, and the power of their thoughts, the power of their emotions, and be able to put them into oneness. So there was a special dispensation for this WESAC of 2013, that there were enough individuals upon the planet that were willing to accept the teachings of the Ascended Masters and the hierarchy to allow them to come more directly within their lives, although they may not realize it, such as each of you do. What this means is we are coming to a very pivotal point of our creation, something that has not happened for centuries. of the two worlds merging into one. That in itself is a miracle. But each of you are creating this, allowing it to come into wholeness. So the veil between us is very thin. Our communication with you in the sleep state is very strong, in your meditative state, and in your awakened state, in multidimensional realities. What you thought you were previously is no longer so. So we are at a very important part of our history. As many, if not all, of the spiritual hierarchy have come into wholeness, what they do is they take those aspects that were previously part of their essence that held them back and that made them taskmasters, to made them not flow and be synchronous, is now put into wholeness. It does not mean that their teachings are lost. It means they are magnified 144,000 times because of the elevation of the unified whole. So this WESAC was put into that essence, which means that the mirror images between us are much stronger than they were previously. There's more elements occurring to allow these energies to come into full focus of what you have desired for eons of time. This is one of the reasons why you chose to be here at this time, to experience this growth, to experience this miraculous event. So we start on initiation stage. We become aware of one another. It's very subtle right now, but it's very strong. Which means that our interaction within your consciousness is very strong. I thank the Divine Mother and Father God for what they have given to you with this attunement this evening, because this is going to help you to merge those three minds together, which is a very important component of allowing the physicality of our energies to blend within your physical existence. What does this mean for each of you personally and in your own pathway? Well, it truly represents the fact that you are changing and shifting into a higher being of light within your physical existence, no matter what the circumstances have been. For this acceleration, you have assisted yourself greatly and continue to do so even when the body is going through its transitionary phases of not feeling well, of wanting to sleep, wanting to relax as the changes are occurring. Your structure is changing greatly. The molecular structure is becoming very crystalline. And the phases may be different for each of you, depending on where you are and ready to accept and ready to help take what those elements within yourself that have stopped you previously, the thoughts of it cannot be happening, it is not true, There is no such thing as magic. That's in fairy tales and in the movies. All these elements come into play in your consciousness. So as we bring forth the threefold mind to be activated within you, you become the Christ of being, not only within your heart center, but within your physical consciousness. This is a great accomplishment. And this evening I have been given the privilege to share these thoughts so that each of you can allow the energies to integrate within you and to feel it and not think about it, but to feel it. And for some, this may be a challenge, because the physical mind is so interactive. It is so active within everything that you do. So it is imperative that you can fully bless yourself through this process, because your mind is going to want to stop you, even if it's just for a moment. You must not allow that to happen, because that is when the pitfalls occur. That is when you go into those old spaces once again. And you all can remember what it is like to get out of them, because I know each of you have had these doorways occur. Not all on the same level, but you have. How did you become awakened? That was the first doorway. So now within you, what is occurring is these three minds are blending into one consciousness. And this is a beautiful thing. Divine Mother and Father God ask you to reflect on your experiences of this Wesak. I'd like to go a little bit further and have you reflect on how things have changed for you since the first of the year. And we know that many of you, most of you, went through major challenges. The earth went through major challenges before the spring equinox to prepare you for this momentous occasion. Now, you have the deciding factor. Your conscious mind can say, no, I don't want this to happen. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to intertwine my superconscious and my subconscious into the consciousness that I am. It's a big challenge. And some of you may think that you're ready and may feel you're going through some challenges. It is part of the process. You must decide within yourself what is right for you at this moment. Because you have the availability of something that has never occurred upon this earth plane before, and mass consciousness, allowing all three minds to blend into the one mind. And as I said before, it will not be easy because of the programming, because of what you have done previously. Those of you that have been doing this work longer are more ready for it to occur, because you will put in place in that mind and have scenarios go on in your head. What if this? What if I do this? How am I going to feel about that? How is it going to affect my present lifestyle? How is it going to affect my friends, my family? So it is a moment of reflection. What is your desire in this moment? Because we all have the ability to blend these energies at this time. The Festival of Humanity is going to represent a new wave of creation upon this earth. And this new wave of creation is not just a thought process. It is not just, oh, I'm feeling more beautiful and I'm loving. I'll be loving towards each other. It is allowing those subconscious thoughts to blend with the conscious thoughts, along with the superconscious, which there may be confliction that appears. It depends how much work you've already done. And this special dispensation is for everyone on the planet. We want people to awaken. And we don't just want them to awaken, we want them to realize the magnificence of what is occurring and how it can change their lives. And in turn, it will change the lives of everyone else upon this planet. So there is a mass consciousness occurring of allowing all our minds to be one mind together. This may seem very esoteric, but it is, because that's what you are becoming. You are walking into a world that is not defined by anything else except the purity of thought. So as we join together in this wonderful temple this evening, I have given you many thoughts, but I want you to perceive them within your heart. I want you to perceive them within your solar plexus. What feels right for you? And believe me, this is just the beginning. It is not just that a doorway opens and then it's going to close. This is the opening of this solstice, as we come into more reflection of each other. So if you have been bothered by lower energies, if you have been picked up by frequencies that are bothering you in any way or form, through your emotions, through your thoughts, through your energy patterns, this is why. There is still a small minority of darker forces that want to stop this energy, but they cannot. So it's important for each of us to assist each other by being in wholeness. If we connect with one another, and we integrate our minds together, that is wholeness, then that's going to create the oneness to occur within your own creation. And this is truly what I meant when I wrote the material for the blog that Melarese shared. It was just a small portion of allowing these beautiful minds coming together. They are no longer separate, because this is the consciousness of the new world. And this is how we're going to do it at first. It cannot be perceived that one day you're going to walk out of your house and all of a sudden you're going to be in the fifth dimension. It must be perceived through all these other elements. So this is the first aspect of it occurring. And it is a mass consciousness, a beauty and light. If you just sit within yourself and allow these frequencies, these energies that I am projecting to each of you in this moment, you should feel the magic occurring within you. Let us reflect with an activation to assist in this process. I, as the Great Divine Director, call upon the energies of each individual self participating in this moment or listening to this recording. Your physical self is now open and aware, allowing the consciousness that you are, that comes from the subconscious, to blend within you, but not before the superconscious comes blending within, connecting with your higher self in this moment. If you know your higher self's name, call upon them through this process by saying the words, I am Malarese. And feel the essence of that power coming into you now, blending within you, helping to clear away the subconscious thoughts that create the consciousness. Now, as I said before, those of you that are attuned of doing this work at a higher level for a longer period will find this easier. Others may have difficulty depending on your own physical consciousness. So we allow the superconscious to blend with the subconscious thoughts into the conscious mind now. Feel that blending. As we look within the temple, we all see three circles of light. We bring forth the physical consciousness of the planet with the subconscious thoughts of the planet, bringing in the superconscious of the planet. So ideally what we are doing, we are assisting Gaia to receive all these elements. I, as the Great Divine Director, act as the intermediary, act as the one projecting from the unified whole unto the consciousness of all the consciousness to come into wholeness. Receive the light that you are. That you are blend within the subconscious. All those aspects that do not reflect the subconscious, all those particles of light from past timelines, from past lives, will now be merged with the superconsciousness, allowing the wholeness to be created within your physical self. Oh. merging. Feel the merging of all three minds now. Now, you may only be able to hold it for a moment. You may have to practice this. But the doorway is now open for allowance of the three minds, of the superconscious, the subconscious, and the conscious to be one essence within you. Let us now send this to Gaia. Let us send it to the planet. This frequency of light of the consciousness that we are, because right now we are in mass consciousness of the unified whole of the 144 dimensions. As I stand as the great divine director, I represent the God force, the angels, the elementals, the elements, the planets, the suns, the stars. I represent the spiritual hierarchy of the Divine Mother and Divine Father God, because we are all in complete unity in this moment. Feel this essence now as we take it into Gaia, and just with our breath and our energy, expand it outside of ourselves, outside of this temple. It moves through all the dimensional frequencies. Downwards, downwards it goes into the universal level, into the galactic level, all those planetary systems, into the solar level, all into the core of the Earth. Core of the Earth, and Gaia receives this essence as all the inhabitants of the planet have the availability to receive this in either of their quiet time, meditation, sleep time, or awake time, whatever their consciousness allows to be, it will assist greatly. We now take that energy and bring it back into our heart center. Bring it, feel the essence of your higher self and your higher mind now. Feel the higher mind. Now think about what has occurred. You're allowed to think through the higher mind. But until you tap into all these essences together, you cannot expand it. You cannot understand it because you're coming from a third dimensional source. You are now expanding it into the higher source, beyond the third dimension. Blowing that energy up the 144th and allow that to flow back within you. Feeling the particles of yourself that have been lost or not engaged properly are removed into wholeness, only to have your purest aspect of whom you are to be blessed, to be activated. I, as the great divine director, call upon Master Tuff and Master Einstein to now blend with me as you are blending with all your aspects. As we bring forth this essence unto you, we bring forth the ability of the science with Einstein, the warrior and the master of Tuff, and the understanding of balance as I of the great divine director. What is it that you are bringing forth within your essences as they blend within you in this moment? Take a moment of reflection. You may see a face, you may hear a voice, because these are the aspects of your highest essence that are working within you presently with the merging of these essences together. I am. blessings, divine light, truth, and balance is now ours together. Thank you for the invitation to be here this evening, to be able to give this message to each of you. I am the great divine director at your service for each of you. Let's take a deep breath. Feel ourselves arising out of the chair, walking out of the temple, feeling renewed, feeling the connection of all your highest essence blending within you. As we walk up the steps, we are greeted by Yantias and Archangel Michael's warriors. And we look around and see all the many souls within this temple that have accelerated themselves this evening. Take this essence with you and blend it into your world. As we step down the steps and we walk down the garden pathway, we walk across the Rainbow Bridge and we gather together once again, spinning our Merkaba vehicle inward and outwardly. And we leave the multi-dimensional, multi-universal level into the universal level, spinning downwards as we descend now back towards Earth into the galactic, and then the solar, and then the Earth. And we all separate to go to our separate locations, although we shall always be interconnected. Breathing deeply, coming down into your physical body, feeling your physical essence coming all the way down through your feet and your Earth Star, grounding yourself. You can visualize roots coming from your feet or your spinal column cord going all the way down into the ground also. Slowly, let's come back down. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60,
50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Take a deep breath and ground that into Gaia. Because these energies are very important to be distributed through us as the activators and the actualizers within the planetary frequencies. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Blessings.